This is TWiT.
We take you now to New York's newest water park and casino. Take your chances with Dickie D's Disneyland Water Adventure. Hello, Dick D. Bartolo.
Hey, Lale. Yeah, don't bother washing your hands before you get in the subway. We'll be washing them for you as you
Holy
enter
cow.
The train.
Hurricane Ida really hit the Northeast hard. You're all right and everything's okay?
Yes. I was worried. It was very funny. I was worried that the bilge pump on my boat could keep up. And I have a 360 camera down there. And so I flipped it around, turned it around with my phone so it faced the dashboard. And every time the bilge pump goes on, a red light goes on. So I go, oh, my bilge pump is working. I don't have to go down there and worry. Then about 11:30, the camera went out, and I thought,
uh-oh.
the marina lost power. But I kept checking back, and at midnight, the camera came on, and Leo, there's someone on my boat.
What?
Yeah, I know.
This is why you have a camera.
I thought, and they're like, they keep vanishing out of view because I can only see for the waist up, and it looks like they're going through the drawers.
Oh, Dick.
No. And I'm thinking, let me see. One person has the key to my boat other than Dennis. He's out on Long Island working on a boat. I remember you can talk through the camera, and out of the blue, I just say, Bob.
And he jumped four feet straight up.
This man turns around and says, hey, I said, what are you doing on my boat in the middle of a hurricane? He goes, I have an early meeting tomorrow morning. He said, it took me about 5 hours to get here.
What?
And I wanted to sleep on your boat so I could be ready in the morning. He said, you know, your power's out, but I fixed it while I was here.
Oh, well, that was nice of Bob.
It was great. And he said, you know, one of your windows is open like half an inch and water is spraying. So it turned out to be,
Bob's being terrified. Yes.
A great blessing. He turned the power back on, closed the windows, dried stuff out. It was great. But what a shock it is. To see somebody standing in the boat,
This is why we have these cameras.
Yeah, no, it was great.
And I love it that you could talk to him. He sounds like he reacted with some equanimity. I would have jumped a mile high if all of a sudden I'm on an empty boat in the middle of the night and I hear, Bob. Oh, Bob.
I said, why didn't you call me? He said, my phone is dead and I just found your charger. He said, so I just put my... Anyway, it turned out well.
Wow. That is, you have some interesting friends. That's all I can say.
Yes, exactly. It was a very exciting storm.
Dick is mad, Maggie. Yeah, my goodness. And I'm glad you're okay. And how about, do you take the trains in the backyard? Do you take them in when there's a hurricane?
They survived that. And we had a couple of trees down in Riverside Park, but nothing.
No, that's not too bad.
Terrible.
Dick is Mad Magazine's maddest writer. He's the last holdout in New York City. He is not going anywhere. You can move Mad Magazine across the country, but Dick's staying right there in Disneyland. He's also our personal gizmo wizard. We call him our Giz Whiz. Each week he joins us with a gizmo or a gadget.
Yes.
Today it's a bilge pump. No, what do you got?
It's not a bilge pump. So trolling Amazon looking for new things, I find the Chefman Insta-Coffee single-serve coffee maker that brews in 30 seconds.
When you need coffee pronto, you need the Chefman.
I bought that in a moment. Okay. Got out my stopwatch, my old-fashioned 60 minutes stopwatch.
Yeah.
And, well, it's a little bit of a stretch, okay? I will give them that it starts brewing. It actually starts brewing. I did it a bunch of times. The earliest it started brewing was in 27 seconds. But that's... where it starts brewing.
Oh.
Okay.
Then it has to make the cup of coffee.
It takes 2 minutes and 13 seconds to make a full cup of coffee.
Okay.
It's a very slim
unit. Is this a Keurig kind of thing?
No. It takes K-cups.
K-Cups are not the same as Keurig?
They are.
Oh, but it's not from Keurig.
It's not from. The Keurig, their cheapest one is $80.
Okay.
And this one is, I think it's 42 and change. And Chefman, they're not a huge brand, but they make a lot of stuff. I've had other Chefman devices. And it also comes with a little extra reusable filter if you want to brew tea in it or if you want to use your own favorite coffee grind in that.
Let me ask you, how many different ways of making coffee do you have in your house?
Seven. I have a Flex View from Hamilton Beach that brews almost in the same amount of time, but that also makes 12 cups on one side. And I like the fact that this is a standalone, so if you want it like this, this is great for like a dorm or an office, or this would be great for my boat if I wasn't selling my boat.
Maybe Bob will buy it.
Them all. If Bob wants it, he can have it.
Bob, take
the boat. I'm still waiting. Hamilton Beach is supposedly coming out with a 90-second coffee maker. So.
Is it that you're in such a big hurry that you just can't wait 2 minutes for a cup of coffee?
Yes, okay. Yes. I've become very fast at switching mugs while it's brewing. So with this coffee maker, in 1 minute, I swapped to an empty mug, and I have a third of a cup of coffee, which is enough to get me going.
You know, last week you mentioned, and this is all on Dick's site. You can see it at gizwiz.biz, G-I-Z-W-I-Z.biz, the mouse jiggler last week. And we were both giggling about what the heck is this for. So on Thursday or Wednesday, my team says, well, Leo, we need a mouse jiggler. I said, what? Yeah, we got a machine. We want to keep it awake, and we need a mouse jiggler for it. I said, I happen to know exactly where to get one.
Oh, that's so funny.
I had no idea, but apparently we need one now.
So good.
We do already have a K-cup maker here. Exactly.
And they're so cheap, I would mail you mine, but it's probably cheaper to get it on Amazon.
Yeah. Yes. Dick DiBartolo, gizwiz.biz. While you're there, make sure you click the link on the nice, new, freshly designed blog. It's more than just a coat of fresh paint. It just smells like completely fresh and clean.
We washed it from corner to corner while
beautiful.
We were doing it.
Click the button that says, what the heck is it? You'll get a chance to play. Is it the new?
Yes, it's the brand new.
The new what the heck is it game. All right, so this is some sort of musical instrument. It looks like, I know what it is. It's a mouse trap. When the mouse gets caught, this horn blows or something. I don't know.
Wow, that's so close that I can't even comment.
Oh, well, okay. It's a mouse trap with a horn. So, but now we also have learned what the July-August what the heck gadget is. It saves
that was the can pump.
It's a can pump.
So it only works on soda cans.
You put it on the top. Right.
Then you can open the hatch to drink soda.
Yeah.
But when you're putting it away or down for an hour or two, you snap it closed and pump the lid.
Yeah.
And it's theoretically pumped some air back into the soda. It works in a very half-butt way.
You're repressurizing your Coke. So did you get some good answers? Did anybody guess it?
Oh, you know, we have a submarine hatch for a mini submarine.
Yeah.
My favorite was that it is the easy button for Staples stores in Ireland because it's green.
Gizwiz.biz.
People are very clever.
They are great. You're playing for an autographed copy of Mad Magazine from this guy right here, Dick DiBartolo. Gizwiz.biz. Thank you, Dickie D.